Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. What's trending on Money FM 89.3?
You're listening to the afternoon update on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and when we talk about what's trending, we've got to talk about property. It seems not a day goes by now that we don't see some kind of news article following the announcement of new cooling measures at the end of September. And over the weekend, you may have seen the story. National Development Minister Desmond Lee says prices of four-room and smaller Housing Board resale flats are being monitored for any increase arising from the recent round of cooling measures. This is the latest update following the announcement of new cooling measures at the end of September. And it comes as some aspiring home buyers and analysts have expressed concern that while the curbs imposed on private property owners may moderate demand for five-room and larger HDB resale flats, they may inadvertently drive up demand and therefore prices of four-room and smaller resale flats. To discuss this further, we're joined now by Nicholas Mark, Head of Research and Consultancy at ERA Realty. Nicholas, good to have you back.
Well, always a pleasure to be on your program.
Great to have you with us, Nick. So let's start off, as I mentioned, and as you well know, because I know it was a very late night for you on September 30th, the government launched another round of cooling measures. How has the market responded so far? We're 10 days post-announcement.
Well, there are also some concerns, of course, from homeowners because they're wondering, can I still sell my property at the price that my neighbor just sold it last month? And so there's lots of things because one of the reasons is because there are a lot of different parts. So the devil's in the details about this round of cooling measures, and it takes a while, even for property experts, to go through the details to understand what are the implications. As for the questions of whether that's enough to cool the property market, I think it's a bit too early to tell. After all, the new measures were only introduced less than 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We'll probably have a better idea in the coming months, especially when the official statistics on the property market are released in January.
And the measures come hot on the heels of continued escalation of property prices in the public and private market, as well as multiple headlines of million-dollar HDBs. We just have to look at the numbers for this year. A total of 277 such transactions have made it to date for the year, smashing the tally of $259 million flats for the whole of 2021. What are your thoughts on the million-dollar HDB story?
Well, I think for million-dollar flats, the reason why they grab the headlines is because the price is just something that we haven't heard of several years ago. But they actually make up a very small proportion of the total number of HDB flats transacted each year. Over the last 10 years, the number of million-dollar flats only make up 0.25%. That's 0.25% of the total number of flats transacted in the past 10 years. On the other hand, the percentage and number of such flats has been rising. Take, for example, before this year, most of the time, such flats only make up less than 1% of the total number of flats, resale flats transacted. But in the first 9 months of this year, they make up 2% of the total number of flats. That $277 million flats that you mentioned, they make up 2% of the total number of HDB flats transacted. So their numbers are rising, and that might be, but that is actually a reflection of the fraud. If I may use one analogy, it's like if you see there's quite a number of luxury cars like high-end Mercedes-Benz, Rolls-Royce, Bentley on the road, does that mean that Singaporeans are getting richer? So most people will disagree, but if, let's say, you see more and more of such cars on the road, well, it certainly means that some people are getting richer.
So, Nick, that said then, taking a look at the cooling measures and what you've just mentioned in terms of housing affordability, which sectors of the housing market do you expect this to be affected? You gave the example earlier of perhaps an individual being concerned that they may not be able to sell their property at the same price as, say, for example, their neighbour. And over the weekend, we saw Desmond Lee sharing that HDB is monitoring if cooling measures will impact prices of four-room and smaller resale flats. Overall, though, are you expecting prices of private and public housing to continue to move on an upward trajectory, but perhaps just at a more muted pace?
Well, I think that one thing that actually this round of cooling measures actually got a lot more people concerned or interested is because they affect the HDB owners and buyers. Both whether you're buying a new HDB flat or a resale HDB flat, you could be affected. And that just is different from previous rounds, because most of the previous rounds of cooling measures, and the government has been rolling them out since 2010, not counting those just before that decade, is that those previous cooling measures primarily target the price increase or the demand, trying to curb the demand in the private residential property market. But this time round, some of the rules specifically target HDB loans or loans for HDB flats. And so that is something that is of concern to many people. The main gist of it is that the government wants to reduce the amount of loans that HDB flat buyers could take up. But there are reasons behind that. There's sound economic reasons behind that, and that is the rising interest rates. So the government is being a bit more prudent or conservative. They increase the interest rates that is used for calculating the amount of loans that a person can take up. And when you do that, the financial mathematics will lead to a smaller loan amount. Which means that either the buyer have to buy, basically their housing budget is reduced. Mm-hmm. So they may either have to buy a cheaper home or they have to buy a smaller home. So whether or not this will lead to a drop in property prices, it depends on whether the seller is willing to cut prices. But I think that in the current climate, at least in the next 3 to 6 months, there will be a fair bit of resistance from some sellers to cut prices, which means that prices can still inch upwards, but probably at a much slower pace than previously.
Okay, well, Nicholas, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today and for sharing your thoughts and insight.
You're most welcome.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Nicholas Mark, Head of Research and Consultancy at ERA Realty. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.